This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Roy Blunt Jr., and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl Castle plays Poet Laureate in another round of the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, some lonely British dairy farmers have come up with a new way to find love. They're posting personal ads on what?
The backs of their cows.
That would be bad. Then you'd have amorous people following cows around. Right. There'd be misunderstanding.
Right. Like that never happens now.
That's right. They're posting personal ads on the sides of their barns?
No.
Probably not.
Well, they are dairy farmers.
On their milk, in their milk somehow. I don't know. On their milk.
Well, it's sort of like, have you seen this dairy farmer? Would you like to?
Oh, I know.
So it's on some kind of medium, actually?
I mean, yes, the message is found.
On some object?
Yes.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
You can find the love of your life and your lost child.
I said milk. Milk carton?
Milk cartons, yes. On milk cartons. Right. British consumers, the face looking back at you from your milk may not be a missing person, but a Randy farmer looking for a little love. The Fancy a Farmer dating campaign.
No, it's not called that.
Fancy a Farmer, do you? It features only five singles so far.
That's just... They've got to get a better marketing company. I'm sorry.
There are three men and two women in the campaign at this point, though the organizers confess that the two women were recruited and only submitted their photos, quote, after a bit of arm twisting.
I'm waiting for the other campaigns. You know, fancy a coal miner, fancy a barge captain, fancy a member of parliament.
Kerry, exciting career news for Mr. Tom Cruise. According to the British Sun tabloid, one day the world will think of Mr. Cruise as what?
The leader of the free world.
Oh, better.
Even better.
Even better.
Even better.
The actual leader of the world.
Keep going.
The descendant, the leader of the universe.
Keep going.
It's, you're getting there.
What's bigger than the universe?
Think. Very close.
Someday Scientologists will be celebrating Cruisemas.
He is... the son of God.
Yes. Wow. The Messiah, Jesus, yes.
Huh. I just don't see that happen.
Well, that's what they said about the first one.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Sun, they say they have an inside source close to the leaders of Scientology. I'll quote the Sun. Tom has been told by Church of Scientology leaders that he is Scientology's Christ-like figure.
Wow.
Just like Christ, he has been criticized for his views, but future generations will realize he was right, just like Jesus, unquote. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also...
And here, I thought the Son of God would be a little taller.
Yeah.
Cruise, of course, is already revered for his sermon on the couch.
Yeah.
And, of course, much like the prior Jesus, he has participated in a virgin birth.
And he did rise from the dead after Eyes Wide Shut.
That's true. It is true, though. I mean, I was a little incredulous, but then I realized whenever I think of Tom Cruise, I go, Jesus Christ.
No.